11th parak of Kalim, first Mishnah, Kli Matchos, metal Kalim. It's called Matechas because it's something that's nitach. It's melted down. You can melt them. Shuteyem, Mekavlim, or Mekavlim Tameim. Both, if they are flat and they don't have a receptacle. If they have a receptacle, they are Tomei, as long as it's a Kli. As far as what's considered Matechas, Torah mentions a list of seven of them. I remember them all offhand: gold, silver, copper, iron, etc. Tin. So, for Moshe Feinstein, for example, says that aluminum, which is not one of them, is not halachically a metal, because the sheva ksuvim abon ke'echel, the seven psukim, specific ones that I mentioned in the Torah, those are the ones that mekabel tumah deraisa. Yeah. Nishberu taru, if they get broken, they become tar. Chazav also mehem kli chazav tumasa yishana. Here's a takon de rabbanon that if you remake a kli out of tummy kalim, even though they were tar when they were broken, when they put back together again, the tumah comes back again. This has to do with the fact that you give a makabel tumas mace, in which case the breaking or the tefillah the mikvah won't help. All complicated zera, but the maisa. That's what they were raising. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo lechol tuma, ela letumas hanefesh. That which they said, that it goes back, that the tumah comes back when you make into a kli, is out of concern that people will not be matara things from tumas mace, they'll just break the kalim. Therefore, they said it has to come back to its old tumah, and therefore the gzer was only in respect to tumas mace. But the halacha is not Hashem Gamliel. Once they already made this takana, then when you remake the kli comes back to tumah, they made it down the line, even and tumas have not get to tumas mace.